Gates. Power of Dreams. Where's the dream? It was after 2 years. And power's a dream. The dream with the Paros. The Pasuk says, Yimi Kates, and the Chazal tell us, Kates Som Lachoshach. Kates, an end was put to the Choshach. Yosef HaTzadik was in Choshach for 2 years. He was waiting somehow to get out. Kates Som Lachoshach, Yimi Kates. It is the end of Shnasayim Yamim, the 2 years that exact the line of Pharaoh Yicholim and Pharaoh dreams. So there's two orders which I want to bring out a point on both sides. In the Indian, first order in this parasha of the Cholapos is and he sees seven porois, seven cows. Nice looking, and they get swallowed up, but they're not nice looking, and he says, wheat stalks. The interesting sivuv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's Misavev, he directs the whole Mitzias. I want to open out of the Kuda, the first Nakuda Bemis. Is why was it that Yosef was Dafka in a pit in jail? We know why he was, because he was thrown in there by Potiphar. But why did that have to be the way? Why was that the oifin? Why was the way? Why was that the mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That Yosef's in a pit, Yosef's in a jail, Yosef's waiting for such a long time. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about the Yeshua in a seemingly a very nonchalant way. If you would ask me, I could have made another scenario. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Yosef to be the leader of Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to at least to be a viceroy in the palace of Mitzrayim. This was already planned, already made up. In the beginning of the parashah is that Yosef saw himself as a leader, that the brothers would bow to him, and that this was orchestrated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we could have had another scenario. He was a base Potiphar. He was Ish Matzliach. And he was praised by the king, and the king needed another service, man. Why is Yosef in a bar? And then Meshachot Matakah says a very big Yisoyed. He says that the reason why he got into the bar and he was involved was to teach him the ways of hierarchy. He wanted to teach him ways of hierarchy, the way that he could be a leader. So if he spent a good time around good leaders, good ministers on the king's throne, so he would get training. And that was one of the reasons of the Hashkocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him in the bar. But why is that the Oifin of Beisheim? And why Dafka to the Koch of Dreams has Yosef become taken out of Bersen? Seems like a very simple question, but I want to bring out a tremendous point. I think there's a very big theme that runs throughout these parashkes that I just thought of, and it's very pertinent and very important for us to hear on Hanukkah time. And the Lashon of Miketz. What is the end? Vayi Miketz Shnasayim Yamim. Why is the Torah using such a lashon? Vayi miketz The part that just finished the 2 years, the Miketz, and Vayach Chazal Dash Ketz Sam Lechoyshech. I think it's a very, very, in the Yisrael, to be learned the word Miketz. But I want to take it back a little bit, first. I go into another Nekuda, and I think that Yosef represents a very, very big Yisrael. And we have to talk to Hanukkah, as we know, Miketz is always the parashiyos of Hanukkah. Going back a little bit, Rabbi Yisai, to the parasha beforehand, the beginning of a Yeshiv, a very interesting parasha. Yosef and his brothers get into a tremendous machloikis, very fierce machloikis, so much so that they want to kill him. They're ready to defend. And one of the things, Rabbi Yisai, that one of the things that they argue about, one of the things is that Yosef has complained about their activities. And one of the things that they're complaining about, besides different things, one of the things, Umazalzalim b'bnei shvachos, the groisam avodim, he's mezalzalim b'bnei shvachos, they call them avodim because they came from a maidservant, they came from Gila and Zilpa, and the maisa. Yosef's brothers are arguing that they shouldn't get the same code as the other Achim because they come from the Shvachas, they come from the maidservants, they don't come from the main Imos, the main mothers. And Yosef is fighting, that's the brothers' time, Yosef is fighting the world. Yosef is Taka backing them up, Yosef is Taka protecting them. And this is one of the sivas of the Machloikas between the brothers and Yosef. The Maisa, we find after this Maisa with Yosef, so we have to say what was the Machloikas over here, but after, we find after the Machloikas with Yosef, there's a tremendous Maisa that takes place on both sides, which tremendous maizah that takes place, which is very, very hard to understand. Yehuda is in a down. He's thrown, the brothers get upset with him, and they told him to sell Yosef, and they're upset at him, and they're murdered from his gedula, and Yehuda goes off, and he goes to a certain place, and he meets up with his friend, and the mice of a servant Sheldover, he marries this woman who bears him some children that are not born Peseder. And the servant of Dover of the mice of Boisai is that he ends up marrying his daughter in law to Masi Yibum in a very peculiar way, and from that comes out Mashiach of Isaac. Lechor is one of the strangest stories that we ever saw of Isaac. What's going on over here? What's this whole story? What's this about of Isaac? And we want to tie this all into the days of Hanukkah. I think there's a tremendous yisoid that we can learn from this whole, all these inyanim. That's a powerful yisoid for us as individuals, and something to give over to everybody else also on both sides. The kashin Chanukah is very yidur on both sides. Why do we need the nace of the parshemen and the maisa tumahot shebetzibur? They could have lit with unpure oil. What is the nace of the shemen, of finding the shemen according to some, that was the nace, lying the shemen, the nace of the oil, what was the purpose? It makes the mitzvah chavim, ad ma'oid, as the Rambam says, the shusha chavim, the mitzvah of Chanukah, and where we didn't need the whole nace. want to say, Rabbi Sai, the Yisoid Advar goes back to the Pachim Ketanim again. We know that according to the Shem Yishmuel and other Svarim HaKdoshim, that the Pach Shemen of the oil that was found to be lit in the Menorah came from that Pach, from that small Pachim Ketanim that Yaakov Avinu went back to. Now, if he was Moisin Nefesh to go get that Pach, he gave up his life for us. We said there was a Shmuzah here on Shal Shudas once. He went alone in the night, which is a very dangerous episode, a dangerous mission to go alone at night, especially those times, especially when Esav HaRasha was after him. He went alone in the night to get back to Pach. So we said one Magdahar then about the goddess of Yaakov Avinu. But I want to say another Yisoid, which is a takeoff of that, but a different spin. That's the Yisoid of the dreidel, whatever dreidel was. It's also, I want to understand what the aim of the dreidel is. I say, the aim of the dreidel on Hanukkah, it's interesting, so obviously big rebbes, they play the dreidel. What's the Yisoid of the dreidel on Hanukkah? Also, I think it has a kesher. I want to say to you, so that Zeh Rabbi Yisai, that Yaakov Avinu wanted to teach a Moridic a lesson. When he went back for those vessels, when he went back to find the vessels, what his point was, Rabbi Yisai, that you just never know. You never know, Rabbi Yisai, from where is going to come the Yeshua. And even though we think that the Yeshua is always going to be, the Yeshua could come from here, from there, for this major event. We never know, Rabbi Yisai. We are that Yeshua. We never know, you never know who and what and who we're going to bring about the Yeshua. Need to say that we can't give up. We can't be miyayish. We're not allowed to miyash on anybody, on anything, or on any object, on any person, because we never know. We never know from where is going to come Yeshua, from where is going to come Godless, from where is going to come greatness. We never know. And therefore, since we never know, we're not allowed to give up hope. We're not allowed to give up hope on anything, Rabbi Yisai. Because the Yeshua can come in the most strangest of ways. There's nothing that doesn't have an hour, doesn't have a time, doesn't have an ability. Won't have the ability. There's nothing that Hashem doesn't give the ability to become great, even if people give up hope, people have miyayish on it. As long as the person's not miyayish on himself, as long as the person's not miyayish on his metzias, we never know for what's going to come for that person or that thing. And that was the lesson of Yaakov Avinu when he went back to the Pachal Tana. Besides him not wasting anything, which goes into this topic, is the pshat is not being miyayish on anything. And not to be miyayish because we never know. In the Amkus, because we never know what's going to come from that Dovra. And the story that Dvarim is, that we see that vessel, Yaakov went back, even though Yaakov went back for the reason, for his reasons, but Yaakov, understood that we never know. He can't even be Yaakov or something because it's so small. I think that was the emphasis of the Pachim Ketanim. The Pachim Ketanim was a very small vessel. And someone would say, just be miyayish on the vessel. Just give up hope on it, Yaakov. What are you going back for such a vessel for? What are you being by Sinevish for such a vessel? The Terence is because you never know what's going to come from that vessel. And talk of what came from the vessel. And look, as there is Hanukkah. We're here tonight lying in Hanukkah because of that vessel. That was the nace of the Pach Shemin Rabbi Yisai. That they didn't give up hope. And Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to show that by looking for the vessel, at the life in that vessel. And we know why we need that name, Rabbi Yisai. Chutz from the etzem fact of the kiss, Rabbi Yisai. That everybody was talking about. There's a new Yisoid. That don't give up hope, because you never know what's going to come from that vessel. They looked and they looked and looked. They should say, you know, just give up already. Give up. Here isn't enough ways, just give up. There's nothing around. You want to win time to everything. They went in time of this. They went around the Purim it's Mingolai. They went in and they went in time of everything. And yet, the Tzvanim didn't give up. Let's look more. Let's look one more time. Let's look deeper. And the Etzem Skalus of that Bach Shemen was to prove, don't give up. You never know where the issue is going to come. And that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu made the nace. Because you say, okay, they love Seder. They found the Bach Shemen. Very nice. So we'll light one night from it. Who knows? It lived for 8 nights to show that this was a special Gebench to the Bach. That maybe the cause of Yaakov Avinu to show, who knows, greatness. The whole Neis Chanukah! Neis Chanukah that we celebrate, we sing, and we dance, and we celebrate, came from a Meyuyish to Gepach. That everybody should have given up hope on. But the Kohanim didn't give up hope. And the whole miracle of Chanukah was in that theme, because they never gave up hope. They could have said, it's forgone. We're 13. Let's go out! Let's go out now. We're going to go fight. We're going to go fight the what's it called? The Yevonim. Come on, rabbis. Are you crazy? They got the biggest armies. Let's give up hope. Let's be Miyayish. Let's just give in. Battles. What do we need this for? Kodesh Baruch Hu showed them the carrot from these Yevonim, from the Cheshbonoim. 13. That's it. You never know what's going to happen. But the Gantz and Neis Chanukah. And this mainly was this, you saw it in one of Taina, with the Machloikas Yosef and the brothers. Yehuda Taina, that Fakert, about the Chosh of the brothers. About the Chosh, about the Hamdi Bnei Yaakov. Over there, they have to be treated on a different level. Because Lamaisa, they don't have the same Chashimis. They come from Imoy. They don't come from the Imoys. And Yosef said, we can't be mezalzel. We can't treat him differently. Because you never know, Rabbi Sa. I think that's a tremendous lesson, Rabbi Sa. Because the Beis HaMikdash was the Mishkan, which was celebrating today, Chanukah HaMizbeach, Rabbi Sa. You know who put it up, Rabbi Sa? There were two people that put it up. Mitzalo ben Uri Lamata Yehuda, and Tzal ben Uri, the Mata Yehuda, and the second one, Rabbi said, who was the second one? Meshavet Don. Right? Rabbi said, Meshavet Don came the other one. Meshavet Don, Tzal ben Uri, the Mata Yehuda, he was the one who put it up. V'imoy, the Lahoras, the Ohaliyah ben Achisomach, the Mata Don. Ohaliyah ben Achisamach l'matei Don? But see, where Don come from? Bnei HaShvachas. This was the Amkus of Yosef HaTzadik. You never know who's going to be. You're right. Yehuda's Malchus. Reuven, Shimon, Gevaldik Malchus, Gevaldik Madregis. The Soivish Al-Gavar. Who put up the base of it? You're right, it came from Yehuda. Oh, but together, it wasn't for the other Shvatim. Unbelievable, he, with Bezalel, the great Chochma Bezalel, Aliyah ben Achisamach, Zok to Rashi. Rashi says about it, Baruch Hashem, Siyat Tishma. Aliyah on the Rashi in Tvayakel, Mishavet Don, Min HaYerudin Shebeshvot, Mibnei HaShvachos. Rashi emphasized, he's from the sons of the Shvachos, for the Meitzer. V'yishvo ha'pmokoy le'betzalim lechaz v'alidus v'midoy le'ashvachim. He was the doy le'ashvachim, Rabbi Sam. Because you never know what's going to come. From whom, from anybody. And this was Yosef HaTzadik's point. And this is Chanukah HaMizbeach, Rabbi Sam. And therefore, Rabbi Sam, Hashem will show, I want to show Yehuda this Yisoy, Rabbi Sam. Right away, Yehuda went, and he was pulled and sent away from his brothers. But they said, if you would have told us to bring it back, and he went down from his gedula, Rabbi Sa. And that matzah, when he was down from his gedula, from that matzav, Mashiach Tzidkenu came out. The Liman HaMusa Haskel to Yehuda was, realize that from any mokoim, any matzav, you don't give up hope. Yehuda was lechor in a matzav of despair. His brother got rid of it. He had married a woman, he had two sons, and they both were nifta because of terrible averis. What's going to come out of this whole story, Rabbi Isaac? Yehuda's Yorud. He married off his two sons, they never know why, but he has one more son, he doesn't know what to do with him. He has daughter-in-laws who he doesn't know, who can't trust. Who knows what's going on with these daughter-in-laws? He doesn't want to give his third son to them. He doesn't want to give a kind zera. Because he brought him a wild maisa. Because she was sanua in the house. She also was still a hate. He wasn't even went unnoticed, Tamar, in her house. And from her, and from Yehuda, come David Mashiach, Rabbi Sam. Because you never know, Rabbi Sam. And this was the limud that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing Yehuda right after that maisa. Right after that maisa with the maisa that he had the machlokes with the shvatim. He was from the ones who were against Yosef, because Yosef was trying to back up the shvatim. Came along, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him, you never know, Rabbi Sam. You never know for what matzah is going to come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge of the world. And this could be the lesson also to Yosef HaTzadik himself, Rabbi Sam. Yosef HaTzadik had got to a letter of leadership, and he thought, Kosh Baruch wanted to show Yosef also, no, from the bar, from the depths of the bar, when you think if the matzav is Yorud Lagantz, oh, who's going to turn up over there? Who's going to turn up over there? The Sarah HaMashim, the Sarah Oifim, in the bar itself, in the jail itself, from the matzav, Imam Makim Kosich HaShem, from those depths, Kosh Baruch is going to save you. And only because he was in that bar, only because he was a matzav of Yorud, only because he was down, only because he was a matzav of Shvachkeit, he was just thrown in there, boys. After the tremendous Nisayon, he was thrown in there, in that matzav, Kodesh Baruch Hu saved him, boys. And only again, he thought because of his mouth, he's going to tell them and remind me, no. Vayimi Kech Nasayim Yamin, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'll tell you when. It's not going to come with a raise, not because you're going to be known as a great worker. It's going to be a chaloyim, a small little chaloyim, Rabbi Yisrael. What's a chaloyim, Rabbi Yisrael? A chaloyim yoif. There's nothing. A chaloyim has a lot of meaning to it, but chaloyim yoif, a small little dream that he mikates. The time has come, Yosef. For whatever matzah you're in, I'll show you, even for the lowest matzah, that he mikates, Nasani. But this is the theme, Rabbi Yisrael, that has to intrigue us and has to talk to us, especially about Chanukah. The whole nace of Hanukkah, like we said before, that Kosh Bo made, and that's why it's Chavivihi and Me'oid, because it talks to all of us! It talks to every single one of us! That no matter what we feel we're in, and most people think, especially these generations, the generations get further and further away, that they feel like, what's going to be? What's going to come from me? What's going to come from me? Who am I? How many plots tomorrow do I know? I wasn't successful in my years of chinuch. I went through schools. What's going to come from me? The boy said, "Neis Chanukah teaches us that also the seisach. You never know. You never know. Some people look, oh, this boy is on top of the world. He's learning a bris. It's a good name. The best bacha in bris. All the shatchorim are talking about. They can't wait till he comes home. He goes to the freezer." Gets out of the freezer, into the refrigerator, wherever he goes, and quickly get him out, because there's 723 girls are ready to date him on the spot. It's the most biggest Eloy, and it's the smartest. He went from Amish, from Riverdale, to this yeshiva, to that yeshiva, and now he's in Brisk, the top bacha, the Rav Yeshua. Mamish kisses him every day on the head, because he loves his mahalchim, and he's Mamish for Falpa, everybody goes to Rav David Salvation. And Rav David asked him to light the neighbors for him. And Mamish, unbelievable, Rabbi Yisrael. And he's Mamish on top of the world. The best name. Everybody's talking about the Shadchanim. All the BJJs and everything. Mamish have him on the list. All the teachers know him. And he's Mamish on top of the world, Rabbi Yisrael. And they have Yanko Dorfenheimer, who learned him. He was thrown out at 11 yeshivas. Mamish, 11 yeshivas, Rabbi Yisrael. They couldn't throw him out anymore, Rabbi Yisrael. Because Pashit. They don't know your yeshivas to go to. So again, he was on the streets, and he stood up in some yeshiva, we won't mention any names. And the Maisa, he comes to that yeshiva, and who's what shidduch he's going to get, who's going to marry, what's going to be for him, because you never know the boy's son. From that person who could come, also Rosh Yeshiva, also Talmud Chacham, you never know. There's nothing telling you not that way, boy's son. From the shame of Pitzal and Yehuda, his Gemara says, your dad, Tzal, Pitzal, the Tzare for Oisios, the Gemara brought on the name. Your dad, Pitzal, the Tzare for Oisios, Shenivrem, Shemayim, Oretz, he knew what a Mitzar of the Oisios. From shame of Yehuda, unbelievable Yichus, Gorol Ador, giant, the Mamashe, genius, the Yodeo, Pitzal, the Tzare for Oisios, Shebrem, Nivra, Shemayim, Oretz. He knew how to Mamash. And who's with him, Rabbi Yisai? Aliyah of Ben Achisomach L'matei Don. Aliyah of L'matei Don? Who's second? From Ruvein, from Shimon, from Yisachar, from Zvulun, from the Bnei of the Mois. Because Baruch Hu looks and finds Aliyah of Ben Achisomach L'matei Don on the street. To build the Mishkan, the Mokom Ashkina, why he's deserved of it. Where did Aliyah ibn Achisamach come from, Rabbi Yisrael? We don't know. But he was zeichah to be the orchestra, the one together with Bitzal to help orchestra build the base of Mikdash, Rabbi Yisrael. To help coordinate, Rabbi Yisrael. Now this is such a monumental lesson of Chanukah, Rabbi Yisrael. Small amounts. People give up. People say about the Yichash Munai, what's that? You wasted your time battling the Greeks. You wasted your time looking for that Pach Shemen. Yaakov, you know, what are you going back? Today, the boy says, billions and thousands of generations are lighting near this Hanukkah because Yaakov, you know, didn't give up on that Pach. Because the Yichash Munai didn't give up on that battle. And they didn't give up looking for that Shemen Zayas. And that's why it's a mitzvah of the Chadidim and the Oyin, the boy says, because it talks to us. Talks to every single year that there's no such thing of being miyayish on yourselves. There's no such thing as giving up. There's no such thing of tossing yourself what's going to become of you. Because you never know. A person applies himself. It could be he grew up, who knows where. You're looking at somebody right now. Some of you. But you're looking at somebody who grew up modern Orthodox, grew up not any plans to be a Rashiva. Sitting here and giving you shmooze, you know, when and talking to you and giving shmooze and shiurim, when I never thought in my wildest dreams at 15, 16 years old I would be in a regular yeshiva, grew up more modern Orthodox, and went to the Beit Zion, and from that, Rabbi Yisai, and it started to really serious learn 18, 19 years old, Rabbi Yisai, and I had friends that went to Brisk, and this, and that, I'm not trying to say anything to Mechat Vishal, Rabbi Yisai. I don't know what they're doing today, Rabbi Yisai. And here I am sitting in front of you and giving you a shiur and hopefully getting from the shiur. But the yisoid as one of these. You never know, Rabbi Yisai, who's going to become the Ma'amid Tzei Torah, the ones that give me over Torah to the future, Rabbi Yisai. Every Chanukah we have a receiver at my house. I usually have the opportunity to show. I forgot to bring it tonight. I'm hoping it's Hashem, I may bring it next week or whatever. Gemara, the first Gemara in the Beit Zion, Rabbi Yisai, we have all the words written in, hundreds of words written in, this thing, on this top of this letter, on this top, you know, hundreds of words and meanings of words, Rabbi Yisai. That's how I started, Rabbi Yisai, 18 years old. Most people say, ah, you know what, I'm 18 when I just started learning, I wasn't into learning, I was against learning. Rabbi Yisai, you can tell it to the Marines, but the Sefer Shadavi telling me that you have trouble learning, I started very late. You never know, Rabbi Yisai. That's the lesson of Chanukah, Rabbi Yisai. That's the limit of Chanukah, Rabbi Yisai. We never know what's going to become from us. If we apply ourselves, if we don't give up, that's the biggest problem. Can you imagine the Chashmona said, you know what? Forget about it. There's no tartaric oil here. There's no tartaric oil. Let's just leave it. Let's throw it out. Let's just, and then we'll go away. Halach is too much. Let's get the tomatic oil. We'll light them in Noyma. We'll get 8 things of tomatic oil until we have the pressed oil. So what would be Rabbi Yisai? There would be no Neiris Chanukah, Rabbi Yisai. All the Rebbe's that are lying tonight, Rabbi Yisai, at 6:15, the Biala Rebbe, you can always go see, and this, all the Rebbe's, and all the Kedusha, and all the miracles of Chanukah, Rabbi Yisai. We wouldn't have had it if they would have said, you know what, just give up on this whole thing. Let's not look for it anymore. We've been through this Beis HaNesh a numerous times. There's no more oil here. There's There's no Torah to go. What are you looking for? What are you looking for? Why are you looking for oil? What are you wasting your time? Yosef, what are you doing with the Bnei Shvachas? What's the God? Achnami, we have to treat them with respect, but they're not the same. Can't be equate them. They can't be equal. Bnei Aimois. Yosef said, we can't be Mizalza. Oh, Aliyah, when Achim Somach Lamate Don, you can never be Mizalza. And Yehudo, who fought against it, Hashem showed him, don't be Mizalza with any matzav. The matzav is your Yehuda. The matzav is no good. The matzav is down. From there came Mashiach Sikhenim. From there he had Tomer, he had two tzaddikim, Peretz and Zerach, two tzaddikim, Oilo, Rabbi Sam. The matzav that was your Ma'or, Rabbi Sam. This is such a powerful word. No matter what matzav we're in, Rabbi Sam. No matter what matzav we're in, no matter what Kodesh Baruch Hu puts us in, we're in a bar. We're down. We had a bad week. We had a bad day. Salvage it. Salvage the day. Wait for tomorrow. Wait for next week. Wait for next month. No, salvage this minute. You never know that minute. You get inspiration and that's it. Turn you on forever. The famous Maisa, Reb Chaim Briske. Reb Chaim Briske said there was once a year they were talking and learning, and there was a year there, and the Maisa, they were talking about a certain Gemara, and this year felt a little uncomfortable. He didn't know the Gemara, he learned it once, he forgot it, and they asked him about the Gemara, and he couldn't remember, and he got so frustrated, he ran away from the table. And he went to the base bench, he learned about small the Gedoyla, for almost 10 years, he became one of the Gedoyla Ador. So someone came out afterwards, and said he forgot the bench. So he asked Rav Chaim, at the end of the day, did he do right? So Rav Chaim says, I don't know if he did right or did wrong, but I don't know if he would have got the goal. He had the inspiration that moment, he took the inspiration. Well, let's say the person should bench, and you saw that from this. The person never knows what minute, what second. He said, a lot of times, the person goes through a day, oh, it was a terrible day, I woke up late, I missed Shachris, I did this, I got this, I had a bad night, this. You know what? Today's not a good day, tomorrow. No! You never know! Again, in the most darkest time, it could be from there's gonna come the light. Mikates Nasayim Yomim, from the Kates, from the thing that looks like the end, comes the beginning. From the thing that looks the end, that could be the title, was Rahim Mikates Nasayim Yomim. It was the end! It looks like the end! That's really the beginning. The darkest part of the night is right before daybreak. The darkest part of the night is right before daybreak. The hardest yisurim for the woman in child labor, Rabbi Sai, is right before birth. Something like the darkest moments, Rabbi Sai, most tifa, darkest moments, from there comes the light. Choshech, that was Yavin, Rabbi Sai. Yom would have been terrible. Choshech, Hichshech, Einayim, says Chazal. They would have called Hichshech, Einayim. But Maisa, from this terrible Makas Choshech, came unbelievable or Vayi or. From the Maka of Choshech, from the Hichshech, Einayim of the Yavonim, the Kosmo Canada Shore came this unbelievable miracle as Vayi or. And this is the limud that we all have to learn. Every single one of us can become great! Every single one, with the exception, something great can become from you. If we can walk around with that feeling, the Nebuch, and I, and this thing, and this thing, and that, you know what, just become broken from it. And realize, you know what, what's left of me, I'm just a plainer vessel now. I'm a broken vessel. What's going to come from this broken vessel? What came from that small vessel? Gantz and Nes Subhanah. What came from that Pach Shemer, Rabbi Yisrael? The Nes Subhanah. What came from the Shvachis? This is the lesson you have to learn from Chanukah. Never, ever, ever give up on yourselves, on the situation, on the matzav. We never know from which matzav is going to come to Yeshua. And for Keretz, sometimes Dafka, Zotav Ramelech, Ilo Nafalti Lakamti, Ilo Oisi Ba'ol, Bechoisha, Lashem Lashaoli, Dafka from the Nefila, Dafka in the darkness, Dafka in the Choshech, Dafka in the Matzav, Matzav, and the Dadishborim, Tver, Matzavim, from those Matzavim come to Yeshuas. Yehuda is in the most shverest Matzav ever. Children lift her up on its lawn. He's broken, his brother said the law, he was your Migdula. He's in a matter of despair. What's going to come from this old situation? Mashiach Zekei. Mashiach Zekei. Peretz, Hoyli, Yishai, Hoyli is David. David, Melech Yisrael, is going to come from this situation. This is the lesson of Hanukkah. No matter who you are, no matter where you come from, no matter what was your upbringing, no matter how schwer it was, no matter how, when you started learning, you never know what was that. Rebbe, it's not fair. This guy in Brisk, his father was a Rebbe, his mother is the principal of Mahon Beis Yaakov in World Park. He grew up, he went to South Fallsburg, he was with Ellie Bear's top Talmud, he went right to Brisk, Mamish of Amishua Shir. Now he's on the market. They get an exception. They took him out of the freezer and put him in the refrigerator. I said, and he's made an exceptional rule. And now he's mamish in the fruit box. And the mice, he's ready for shiduchim. And the mice, he's an unbelievable guy. As I said, Eric. And here is Yankel Dorfenheimer from, you know, he grew up on the streets of New Brooklyn because that was the only place that would take him in the streets. He went to the yeshiva for the homeless. You know, most of the days, his best friends were jail guys. His best friend was Leroy Simpson. That was his best friend in the jail. Who knows where he was? He was thrown out of yeshivas, he was in the work, and all of a sudden, he was accepted to the yeshiva. They gave him a second chance, and from him became, who knows what, Adam Golubatari. I said, why? From these in the car? What do you mean? My whole year, my youth, what did I do? I waste my time. I was working. I was doing who knows what. I was on heavy stuff, on light stuff. I was doing everything. I was flying around the world and staying in the same place. I saw every country, but I stayed in one in Brooklyn. It's very easy. And now, Hashem, he's talking a mamash of Ben Torah, Amitya, he's heading to be a Marbet's Torah, the goal of a Torah. What happened? The Teretz is, he didn't give up on himself. He did not give up. He told himself the story of Yosef, the story of Yehuda, the story of the Hashemah. Now this is Be'emes, like I said, my story. I had friends in Brisk, and friends in this, and I had friends. I'm not saying, okay, Baruch Hashem, I'm sitting here doing a shmooze tonight. I'm not saying what, and it's not to put anybody down, but you never know. I grew up in Long Island, West Hempstead, and whenever I go around and people see me in my frock and say, where do you go? Which yeshiva do you learn? And I try to, I'm always saying, you know, I'm in the bag, and all the things. Where are you from? I said, from Long Island. What, you know, like, did you go to Riverdale? Did you go to Edison? Where did you go? I said, I learned about Thomas Edison when I was young in school. No, Edison, Sheila, they said. What about, you went to Riverdale, you know, Riverdale. You didn't go to South Fallsburg. Oh, I went to the Hank. Hank. What's Hank? You know, Hank Aaron. What do you mean with the Hank? What is that supposed to mean? What do you want about a frock? What's going on? You went to Hank. Yeah, I went to Hank. You went to the day. And oh, Hashem, I wear a frock and I wear a shiva today. I didn't go to Riverdale. I didn't even learn Brisk. And many others that were my age, when they were in Brisk, because I had friends in the mirror. It's not a challenge, not a contest. But you saw that from me. Everybody can do it. I usually have my Gemara. I always bring it every Yechad. The guys know my Gemara from Brachas, my first one of the day. Hundreds of words of this. You think you start words on every letter, every thing has my Gemara with all the words that I had to write down. Gemara. Never ever known of this. Hanukkah is the Yisrael, you can't give up, no matter what the situation is. And when a person doesn't give up, and he trusts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has a Muna, a Mitis. Because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives everything. He gives Parnasa, he gives Moyach, he gives Koyach, he gives everything. So why can't a person become great in Torah? Rather, if you're not... If you don't believe that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Yad Dishmaya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Echanami, so Echanami. If you believe it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and forget the guy who had it the hardest, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees how much he struggled for it, and how much he overcame for it, and how much he was ready to work for it. You know what Yad Dishmaya is waiting for such a guy? You know what Yad Dishmaya is waiting for such a guy? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees how hard it is for him, how difficult it is for him, how much harder it is for that guy, Bris, who's a genius, and he grew up in such a gewaldic mishpacha. For him it's easy. I'm not saying he has his own strong and praise Hashem, he'll be zoicha to what he's zoicha to. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the lave of every human being, and he knows how hard it is for that person. And he's ready to be waiting there with Siyat Nishmaya for those who don't give up. Don't give up on themselves. That's the lesson of Chanukah. Never give up for the smallest Pach Shemen that we didn't give up on, and Yaakov we didn't give up on. Came to Or HaGodol of Chanukah. And we never know from who's going to come to Yeshua. We have to work and not give up. Cholesterol we're holding at a matzah of Boisai. It's getting more and more darker. With all the lights, with all the electricity, with all everything out there, it's getting darker and darker. We said before, Boisai, the darkest part of the night is right before daybreak. We have to realize we can't give up hope. Can't give up hope on the situation. We have to put in everything we have to be neman to Hashem Yisbarach and His Torah. To work on ourselves, not give up on ourselves. And Klal Yisrael together doesn't give up. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. In the darkest parts of the night, the aura from Chanukah shines through. The aura from Mashiach will shine through. Yisrael of the Koroi to see David Melech Yisrael Chai B'Kayom. Shia Sikenum Hevi.